Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free ebook, 7 Steps to Your First Guest. Our easy-to-follow 7-step guide will give you the confidence you need to do that thing you've always wanted to do. Open up your own short-term rental. Get started today by sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me. And that's for F-O-R. And signing up for your free download of our ebook, 7 Steps to Your First Guest. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy. Now back to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, and welcome to another really amazing episode of Thanks for Visiting. I'm Sarah, one of your hosts.
And I'm Annette, and we are
Thanks for Visiting. And we are really pumped because when Annette came to me with the idea of doing a podcast, In my head, I was like, ooh, what could we talk about? And there's so much. And the one thing that's really changed my business since I moved from New York City to Columbus is I've scaled managing properties, not only the ones that I own personally, but I've also taken under my wing other people's properties. So I'm co-hosting, I guess you would say. And I needed help making sure that my OCD turnover process could be replicated from property to property. And a fellow host, actually it was Catherine, beginning in the middle. If you guys don't follow them on Instagram, you totally should.
Please.
They are superstars. She told me about Properly and I was like, what is this? And so I went online. I went into a black hole of all the things that it could do for my business. I don't want to give it away too much because we actually have Tammy here, who is the VP of Customer Experience. She's been on the Properly team from its inception. So we have, just from the horse's mouth here, all the amazing things that Properly can do for you should you decide to scale. And I think, you know, I started using Properly with just 3 properties, I feel, because I just wanted the peace of mind of knowing that my system was getting done the way I wanted it to get done. And we'll explain how it does that. And it was worth it for me. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thank you so much. And I'm glad to hear it's been so helpful for your operation. I love hearing stories about how it's given people that it's our sort of internal, you know, litmus test for ourselves. Like, we want to provide peace of mind with the software that we're providing. So I'm glad that it's been helpful.
So Tammy, I think we need to start out Properly. And if you could first of all, tell our guests where you're podcasting from today, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in Barcelona. We now have a team of close to 50 people and our product is used globally. So our customers are global, which means that our company and our team members need to be global. So we have an office in San Francisco. We have a team in Wellington, New Zealand. We've got a team in Pune, India. We've got a few folks scattered throughout Europe. And then we also have a small office in Barcelona. So I'm in Barcelona right now.
Love that.
Yeah.
And we did a little chat with Tammy before the show, and we learned that her hosting journey actually started back in 2014. So do you want to tell our listeners about that?
Sure. Yeah. I started in January of 2014. And I had, it was my own property that I wasn't always there. So I thought I would give it a try. It actually started because my washer and dryer, one of them, I don't remember which one it was, stopped working. And I thought, oh, I'll just see if I can host long enough to, you know, pay for my washer and dryer. And then it just really snowballed. So now I'm, 5 years in, 5.5 years in.
Yeah.
I've been a super host for 19 quarters in a row, which I think is how long the program's been in existence. And and then in November 2014, Airbnb had their very first open in San Francisco. And I went, and at the conference, I met lots of people that I'm actually still good friends with and touch with, which is a really sweet part of the Airbnb host community. And, but in particular, I met Alex, and he was, still is a host in San Francisco and had trouble managing his operations and turnovers for his property. And so, you know, all good ideas, I think, are born out of people's own personal pain points and experience. You're trying to solve a problem that you understand and experience firsthand. And, so he was pitching the idea of Properly to me, and it really resonated.
I love that. And then, so it resonated, but it obviously continued on. So you connected then before the next open, like in between the two opens, and worked together to really iron out all the details?
Yeah. Well, we stayed in touch. A few months later, we actually became a couple. And, so I was, you know, I was sort of peripherally involved in, you know, in the business and, promoting it and helping with product and that sort of thing. And then eventually it sort of became silly that I was spending so much time working for the company. We were trying to keep our personal lives and the, you know, business lives separate, but it was just really unrealistic. So I've been with the company officially now for close to 3 years.
Wow. That's so great. So yeah. I'm a fellow, I work with my husband. So people always think it's, you know, oh wow, like how do you do that? And it's for us, it's, I don't know, it's like peanut butter and jelly. It just makes sense. And I'm sure for you, you obviously have a beautiful product, which means you guys have a great working relationship. So that's kudos to you. I think that's...
Yeah, we could have a podcast after the pod. We could do a green room chat about working with your partner, right?
Yes. it's one of the challenges about it. Sure, but
yeah. But when you're doing something that's so involved as, you know, a business or a startup company, you know, we've thought sometimes like, well, when would I ever see you or talk to you if we weren't working together? So
yeah,
it's worked, and it helps that we're both, you know, really deep into the business, you know, into the industry. We started from a perspective of an individual host, but over the last, you know, 5 years of the company have really gotten to know the industry at a much bigger level, you know, so we have customers who are individual hosts to people who are managing, you know, hundreds of properties. So we've spent a lot of time really learning the industry, being a part of the industry, both as a, you know, someone who's, because we travel so much because of our company, we're also guests all the time. We estimate that we stay in vacation rentals about 4 to 5 months a year between the two of us. And when you're a guest, it's one of the best learning experiences about how to be a good host or a good property manager or a good, you know, good at running operations. So we've seen it all, and it's been great.
Absolutely.
So I think in that last sentence, that last statement, you talk to our audience. So Properly is really, it's a fit for someone that only is a part-time host up to a full-scale property manager that has hundreds of properties. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the use cases for someone who is doing their own cleaning, it might not make sense except for, you know, using Properly to source someone at times that you're going to be on vacation or out of town, that sort of thing. But really, if you're outsourcing your operations to anyone else, even if it is just one property, it's helpful to have necessary to have a process in place. What we tell people, because sometimes people will say, well, I've had the same, you know, housekeeper for maintenance person for the last 2 years, like they know my property. And that's helpful. But every process needs a checklist so that you don't, we're human and we can't remember everything, especially in the hospitality industry. There are so many, it's not just about cleaning. When someone turns over a property, there are so many details that are really critical to the guest experience that someone needs to remember, from things like what amenities need to be refilled. If I'm a guest and I check in and there was supposed to be coffee and there's no coffee, that's kind of, you know. So all of those little things that are tiny details that might seem insignificant or easy to remember, when you add all of those things up, if something is forgotten, then it really can impact the guest experience. So it affords anyone who's not physically during doing their own turnover, the ability to put a foolproof process in place that's really a tool for your service provider to be able to make sure that they're not driving away from a property and thinking, oh my gosh, did I remember to leave the towels? Did I remember to empty that garbage can? And because you can ask for pictures of the property before your service provider leaves, you can verify that everything looks perfect. I'm really neurotic about every detail.
Me too, girl.
Yeah. And so I want to see it, and I can, it's my house, so I can spot anything that's out of place. So we think it's really a critical for your operations, even if you've got one property, if you're outsourcing that, having a system in place that's replicable. Also, if people go on vacation, people leave, people move on to other things. So if you've always got just that process in place and you don't ever have to, the process of getting someone new and reteaching, training that person really shrinks when you've just got a system.
So, and for our listeners who may not yet know Properly, which is exactly why I wanted to bring you on, Tammy, because it's done so well for me and my business that I want our listeners to also know about you. So just so you know, listeners, so what Properly is it's a desktop platform, and there's also an app that is really wonderful. And I use the platform Airbnb. And once I get a booking on Airbnb, Properly then says, hey, looks like you got a new booking. Do you want to schedule the cleaning? So then I make sure it gets scheduled, but I can also look on my Properly calendar to see what has not yet been scheduled. Once our turnover professional is in there, I've set up a checklist, like literally take pictures of what my coffee station looks like, what under my sink looks like, how I want my towels folded and my bed made. And then I also can drag and drop these little orange markers that say, hey, don't forget to dust under the bed, the baseboard under the bed, or remember to restage this. And they have to check off as they go. And then they take pictures of anything that I say, hey, I want a picture of the way this looks. I want a picture of the way this looks. And it's good on so many levels. It's good for my OCD tendencies and so that I know that it's done properly. But actually, just yesterday, I had a guest who I allowed to bring her dog in the property, even though I don't usually allow that. And there were several marks around my door casing. And I checked my Properly cleaning from Sunday. And you can see from the previous guest, those marks are not there. So now I have an insurance policy also in place for, not who's at fault, because I'm sure this guest didn't mean for this to happen, but it does need to get fixed. And so it Properly has just been there for me so many times that it's just been very helpful to have a system like that in place. Am I forgetting anything else, Tammy, that Properly can do for our listeners?
Well, one of the other things is in a situation like that, that's a perfect use case. And for anyone who's listening, if you've ever had damage at your property that you're trying to submit an insurance claim, whether it's to your own insurance company, whether it's to withhold deposit from the guest, or whether it's trying to make a claim with the Airbnb host guarantee, if you don't have pictures as proof of the damage that was left, there's no way that you are going to be successful with the claim. So I love that you use turnover professional, because we think that the people who do the actual cleaning and turnovers, it's so much more than a cleaner. It's like, it really is someone who's a specialist in, knowing how to clean, but also how to prepare a property for, in a hospitality setting. So thank you for using that term. But they can also use, so they can take pictures of anything that's guest damage, that's normal wear and tear on the home that you need to send a maintenance person for. If there's an excessive mess, if there are lost and found items, that's another. So there's in the app, they can also initiate taking photos of anything that they need you to see to respond to. And then you've got that information. You've got those images, their time and date stamp before the next guest checks in. So then it becomes very clear, when the damage occurred, and that makes it much easier to submit a claim.
I do not use Properly. So a question I have is, does the turnover professional, can they clock in and clock out so you know the exact times that they were there on site?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. I use it all the time. And so I'm just like some of the features I sort of take for granted. But when they arrive at the property, they open the app and they click start. And as soon as that happens, you can either look on the app or get a notification so that you know that the service provider is there. We also have geolocation built in. So if the service provider has, gone to the wrong property or maybe started the job from the coffee shop. I don't know. I don't want to, people are very trustworthy, but you can see that the service provider is at the property. You can know what time they start. And so for me, you know, anytime I have, I'm always remotely managing my property. So I could be here in Barcelona and I've got a turnover happening in Seattle and guests checking in. Even if it's someone that I totally trust, I'm nervous the whole time until I get that notification that they're at the property, that the cleaning has started, and then I can relax. I know that they're doing their thing. I can check in on progress on the job. I can, you know, as they start to take verification photos, I can look at those verification photos and make sure that everything is okay. If there's a problem reported, then I can start to respond to that. But if there's something that needs to be fixed before the next guests arrive, I can be on it. And then when they're done with the job, I also get a notification. So then I know that the property's ready for guests. Everything's perfect. I don't have to worry, you know, that something was missed because I've put all of those things directly into the checklist. So it's huge, 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 huge peace of mind.
It's so good. And so besides the, it's also, like you said, a training manual. Once you set up your cleaning process, it's set so that you can then tweak it if you change decor pieces or organizing pieces or what have you. If you notice there's something that you could be doing better, you can always change it. But you can also add checklists. I have, Tammy, a checklist for like my amenities. I have a little amenity basket with like, you know, sunscreen and mouthwash. And so I have a list there too. So my turnover professional can make sure that we are fully stocked for each guest, which is also... Or the supply closet. You can have a checklist for your supply closet to make sure you're not getting low on towels or bath mats. It's a great feature.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot that you can do with it. And we've seen, you know, because we have so many customers and we look at people's processes, you know, we see all the things that people use it for to ensure that it's a quality job. And again, it's not something that's, you know, sometimes we talk to people about it and they think, oh, you know, they'll say like, oh gosh, I bet the service providers hate that. But actually, people who are the best service providers, in my opinion, are people who say to us, I want this system because I don't want to have to try to remember everything. I don't want to leave a property and worry that I haven't finished something. I don't have to wonder. I don't, you know, and it also gives them an opportunity to, you know, to show the work that they've done. So my service provider, you know, really likes it, and other people that we've talked to, it's, you know, people who really want to do a good job,
right?
Like using the, you know, the system, and it can be used for things like inventory, reporting stains. I mean, it's just like, you know, such a holistic or an all-inclusive communication tool between the service provider and a property owner. The other thing that we have is Properly also offers a marketplace. And so it's a place that you can find a service provider. We're actually rolling out some sort of next level iteration of the marketplace. So we're introducing different tiers so that you can hire someone from the pro program. That'll be really soon, that you know that the person has either demonstrated good performance. So there's someone who arrives on time, you know, they're complete with the checklist, that sort of thing. So the marketplace already exists, so you can go from your city and see what service providers are available to be hired in the marketplace. And then we'll be kind of beefing that up very soon. So we're excited about that. And I've needed to use it. So I've had, Alex and I were in Seattle once. We had guests at the property in San Francisco. The guest wrote to us. We had just landed. The guest wrote to us like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning or something and said, you know, we have an issue. He just passed away a couple weeks ago, a dog. And so he had his like favorite rug that he always slept on. And we had a guest who was staying that was pregnant. So her sense of smell was really heightened. And so she wrote and said, I'm so sorry. I can't, you know, I'm having a hard time sleeping in the room. So we have a process in the, you know, we have a checklist for how to find and use the steam cleaner. And it was a Saturday morning. We had that job. We sent it to 10 different service providers in San Francisco. Within, I think it was 20 minutes, someone had accepted the job. So while the guest was out, that person went to the property, had never been to our property before, but was in the industry, worked for other people in the area. So, you know, knows the industry, knows how to use the app. We're able to arrive at the property and use the instructions to find where is the steam cleaner, how does the steam cleaner operate, which, you know, which rug am I cleaning, and then send verification photos. So that was the situation where we were able to tap into, you know, the marketplace. It was one of the first times that we personally used it. So we're like in Seattle with our fingers crossed, like, okay, let's test your own product here. And it was so great. And we ended up, so that was a situation that I don't know what we would have done otherwise. You know, we were in, we were 2 or 2.5 hour flight away. So for those times that someone is either new, they're expanding, they're looking for something, you know, like could be a plan B or a new service provider entirely, we're also a place that you can find service providers. It's one of the most difficult things in the, you know, about the industry. When we talk to property managers and hosts all over the world, it's one of the, you know, it's one of the big challenges.
Oh, you have a question on that? Yeah, we're both like, yeah, we have so many questions.
Well, we really like to let our listeners know that you don't have to own property to be a part of the hosting community or to, you know, create another revenue source. And I want, if you could talk a little bit more, like, what is a service provider? Can someone just come on the Properly app as a cleaner? Or like, talk us through that, because I'd like to potentially offer, you know, an extra source of income to some of our listeners.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, we do have some people who, I mean, frankly, if I wasn't, you know, before I started working full-time for Properly, this is one of the things that I was considering, because I'm not someone who, I don't enjoy cleaning necessarily, but I do when it's, when I'm cleaning my house and getting it ready and I know that guests are checking in, it's enjoyable for me because I know that I'm creating a beautiful space and I'm attending to details, you know, and when guests check in, I'm creating an experience for people. So we've had other, you know, hosts who said, I'd like to do this for other people. Like, it's a great side gig, you know? Yeah. I mean, so what we have done up until this point with the marketplace is that only service providers who have been invited by another host or property manager in the area have been allowed to join the marketplace. And we did that as a way that was sort of community vetting. If I was hiring someone from the marketplace, I knew that that person had worked for another host in my area. So I know that they know the industry. I know that it's someone who is, you know, that another host in my area has sort of likes well enough to be, you know, working with them. And service providers can earn badges based on performance. So you can kind of use the badges that, and see what badges people have earned to decide who you want to hire. But now we're going to, as part of what we're shifting about the marketplace, is that we know that there are people who aren't currently working for someone who's a Properly user who would be interested in doing this. And so we are opening up a pathway for people who want to be a service provider to be able to do that. So as soon as that program is totally rolled out, I can give you the link to that. And in the meantime, people are welcome to write directly to me because it's in beta right now and it'll be released within the next 4 weeks at the most.
So you inspired a question for me as a avid Properly user. Do you have the same opportunity for maintenance professionals, handy people to be reached out to if I'm traveling? And like right now, actually, as we speak, a tub of mine is not holding water and I have a guest who's very upset about it. She wants to take a bath. And so Nick and I are both our own handy people usually. This would be a great way if I was traveling, like, and Nick was with me, my husband, who would go and see if we can get the tub fixed while, you know, before the guest is out. So is that an option we can tap into?
Yeah. In some markets, you can find someone who would do maintenance or a guest check-in, a concierge, like a meet and greet sort of a thing. So there are, you can find other, we haven't developed that part of it as much, but you can find people who are maintenance folks. Right now, what I would suggest though, Sarah, is I would suggest Amazon Prime delivery of one of those little covers.
Yes, the little plastic. Yes. No, that's our backup.
Have a drain cover shift. Yes.
We went to Ace.
With some bubble bath.
Yes. Yes. I was, it's so funny because side note, I'm like, I'm not a bath person. So I'm always very interested in people are like, I need a bath. And I'm like, okay. As a host, you forget about all the little idiosyncrasies of our guests and like what matters to different people is very different across the board. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just a great way for us to be able to meet those needs, especially if you're a newer host. you know, you're going to, you know, we can give you as many educational, resources as we can, but you're still going to get those guests who ask those things that you're like, really happy to provide it. How can I get it to you? You know what I mean? Then probably can help you get it to them.
Yeah. I mean, you could find someone, you know, you could send a job to someone in the marketplace and say, hey, you know, can you go to the store and get some bath bombs and get, you know, one of those drain covers and deliver it to my house. One of the features that we just released, because I have my service provider does, you know, every time she goes to the grocery store for me as part of the job. So she's always having to like make an invoice, you know, save receipts for me, give me receipts so that I can reimburse her for errands that she's run and that sort of thing. So we just a week or 2 weeks ago rolled out service providers can now capture those additional costs. So if a service provider, if you're paying mileage, so this might not be for an individual, you know, host, but for property managers who are paying mileage, service providers can add a mileage cost if they've had to spend extra time. So sometimes, you know, you think that a job is going to take 2 hours, but you arrive at the property and it's messier than you thought. So you needed to spend another half an hour of time there. Or if you've run errands for the host and you need to be reimbursed. So in the app now, the service provider can add any of those three costs, and they can also take a picture of the receipt. So then you've got that information for your taxes too. So we're always really, you know, looking at the relationship and the process, you know, management between a host or a property manager and all of the people who help them take care of their properties, and building in features that are going to help streamline the process and make it more efficient and easier for everyone.
I have a question because I'm not a user. Can you share with us the pricing of Properly and how much it would cost a host or property manager?
Yeah, we have, it's different for hosts and property managers. So we have a monthly subscription fee that's per property. There's our basic plan lets you try the platform and send up to 2 jobs per month. Be honest with you, I think I need to look up our pricing. I don't.
That's okay. That's okay.
I think it's 5 or 6 a month per property. And then for property managers, we've got different plans based on features that people want to use and how many properties they're operating. In case there's anyone who's a property manager who's listening, one service that we just added, it's a team that I added, is remote inspection services. So it's great that you've got this tool for service providers to take verification photos. So I have about 10 built into my job. You know, there are 10 things at the property when the service provider's done that I want to be able to see and so that I can verify. But if I'm not able to look at those photos while the service provider is still there and they leave, and then I look at the photos and notice something needed to be fixed, I'm sort of stuck unless they're, you know, just around the corner. And so with property managers, they're managing, you know, the customer that we rolled this out with initially has 450 properties that they're managing. So for them, they could have 40 to 70 jobs going on in a day. They have pretty robust checklists. So they've got like minimum of 35 or 40 verification photos per checklist. So imagine the operational complexity for them to have someone sitting and monitoring all of those jobs. So we started a service so that we have a team that knows what the criteria is for a property manager. And as service providers are at the property, we have a team that's looking at all of those verification photos, communicating with service providers. So if there's something that's out of place, we're a second set of eyes and ears and can let the service provider know while they're still at the property so that it can be resolved. Because sometimes those can be tiny things that can, you know, that can make a big difference. Mm-hmm. So that's a new service for any of your listeners that are, you know, managing lots of properties. That's something that we're just adding.
At what point do you think on Properly a user might want to transition from individual properties to the property management side of the platform? Do you think there's like a number, or how would you guide users to navigate that?
I would say, I mean, some of it depends on how people have their properties connected. So if someone has properties just listed on Airbnb and HomeAway, You would be fine probably up to, you know, 10 properties with just without the property manager plan. We don't have a lot of features that are, you know, we try to offer as many features to individual hosts and small property managers as we do to the bigger property managers. But if you're connecting in more ways than, you know, if you're connecting your property through a PMS or a channel manager or lots of different, you know, booking engines, you would probably want to upgrade. And then there's some of, you know, to add on the services, that would be a property manager.
Gotcha. Client. Any of the new products that you're rolling out? I know you talked about a lot already, so.
Yeah, let's see. We are adding, we just added checklist library for, so for people who have lots of properties, they can have a library that any of their team, a library checklist that any of their team can access. So, you could have a 3-month safety inspection and every month deep clean. For people who are in areas where there's snow, there could be a winterization checklist that gets sent out, you know, in October or September of every year so that you know how to prepare a property for winterization. So the, you know, there's, we're continually adding ways that people can really standardize their operations and make everything more, more accessible. We're also changing, we just added in-app comments. And so that was, you know, if someone was using the app and had a question for their host or property manager, they would need to, you could initiate that contact through the app, but it would actually take you outside to text messaging. So now there's in-app comments, which
that's cool.
I personally love because then you also have a thread of all that communication for every job. You're not going back in your text message thread and trying to find that information. So that's new. That seems like a small thing, but to me, it's a really big thing. We'll be adding more automation features. Those are the big ones. We have a pretty robust roadmap for the next few months.
So for me, you know, and our listeners who maybe already use Pepperly, is there, what should I be doing to making sure that I am maximizing my value with Pepperly? Like for all these new features that you're rolling out, are there, I guess, educational videos or blog posts that I should be keeping an eye out for that I can subscribe to so that I'm just taking advantage of all these, like this whole library thing just blew my mind too.
Yeah. if you are someone that has a subscription, then we'll always send product updates with Hubble Learning materials. Sometimes we wait to kind of bundle things so that we're not spamming people and sending people too many messages. And then certainly, you know, encouraging your service providers because we want them to keep up to date and know what options are there, you know, what improvements are there for them too. Like, you know, being able to take a picture of a receipt and that's, you know, that's your invoice. That's a big deal for service providers because we want what we've created and continuing to improve on to be as useful for hosts and property managers, but also service providers too, because we recognize that the work that they do is, you know, it's so critical to the industry and it's often, you know, they're the unsung heroes, but you know, anytime I have the opportunity to talk to service providers, I just let them know, like, do not underestimate what you know about this industry. In particular, sometimes, you know, some of our service providers who've been in the business for a long time, they'll start working for a new host. And, you know, we've all been new hosts. You're sort of like feeling your way in the dark. And, you know, thank goodness for resources like your podcast. You know, there have been other people who are trying to create, you know, educational opportunities and information sharing for hosts. But we all, you know, had that experience of like trying to feel our way through what to do. And so, you know, we've had situations where our service providers, you know, someone from our marketplace has started working for a new host and they're actually providing information and tips to that host to be able to improve their process. So we're always, you know, wanting to make sure that what we're building and expanding on is good and for service providers and making their lives easier too. So we'll, you know, we always, when there's something new, we'll send out information and we'll try not to spam you. So just make sure you open them.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners about the platform that I haven't touched on or Annette hasn't asked?
No, I just thank you for the opportunity you know, a guest experience is the thing that is most important and most hosts that I have talked to in the last 5.5 years, you know, being a part of this community, we're in it to, you know, to provide a good guest experience. And that really starts with with getting the basics right and making sure that when a service provider arrives at a home that, or when a guest arrives at a home, mm-hmm. that everything is in its place and as advertised. So hats off to everyone who's, you know, who's a part of the community and thank you so much for inviting me. This is fun.
Yeah. Any, if our listeners want to get in touch with you or your team or want to engage with Properly online, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah. Our website is just getproperly.com. And my contact information, I'm just Tammy, T-A-M-M-I at getproperly.com. And I manage my own inbox and happy to hear from people always. And, you know, if there were people that were interested, we'd be happy to do a webinar or provide other, you know, other resources and support. So don't be shy about getting in touch.
Oh, fun. I don't know. Like, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm putting you on the spot right now, Tammy. We host a pretty robust meetup here in Columbus. I don't know. Maybe there's a remote little webinar we could do. I don't know. That sounds, it's just so good. And if you elevate, you know, the hosting community in one area, I mean, you just elevate, you know, income for people and job opportunities. And so mm-hmm. what you're doing is really important. And it's been good for me. So.
Good. And one of the things that I talk about in the larger industry is that we all have a collective reputation. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone is deciding if they want to stay at a hotel or a vacation rental, there isn't much that distinguishes all of us. Like they can't look at a menu and say like, oh, Sarah does a good job, but so-and-so doesn't. So we have a collective reputation. And so in that regard, anything that any of us do that helps other people provide a better guest experience is really good for the entire industry, which indirectly benefits all of us. So
absolutely. So listeners, what we'll do in our show notes, we'll have a link to access Properly so you can check it out for yourselves. We'll make sure Tammy's contact information is there. And you've really just got to check it out. Even their blog, like Annette was scrolling through it and it's really, you can tell Tammy is is a detail-oriented person like I am. And so it reflects in the information they share on their website. So thank you so much for your time, Tammy. We really appreciate having you on. I know this is going to be an episode that people are going to listen to once and say, I got to go back and listen to this again because it's important. This is the basis of everything else that you want to accomplish in your own short-term rental, no matter how many you have.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Yes. And thanks for having me on. And glad to be in touch with you both.
Awesome. Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.